Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, we're about to get rolling here. We're doing a little sound check, and per usual, we got an untapped in vinyl, and we are L-I-V-E, live.
On the book.
So, no screw-ups.
We never screw up.
Yeah, totally perfect.
I don't know. When I get like really into talking about something, like, when I'm in depth and I'm really expressing my feelings, I'm like, oh no, no, man, no, no, go back and erase that. So we do that from time to time. We will.
You know what this does though? I've noticed is like, and I want to push more of the episodes to be this way, especially like with most people who, you know, the regulars.
Yeah.
Is it really forces you to be on a point, you know? It's like, when you're live, you better be on your A game now.
Man, I've been in radio for 31 years. I'm always on point.
Hey, I ain't sweating.
I'm on point like a sniper.
I ain't sweating.
Feel like I'm ready to go and stay. Feelings, I really
All right, cracking the beer time.
What are, let's get the introductions going. Welcome you to an Untapped and Vinyl.
That's right.
And per usual, got Brother Monk here with me, and we are drinking Memphis as Truck.
Awesome beer name. I love beer names, and I think Memphis Made blew it out the park with the beer name. This is a fantastic beer. I will explain as you pour. It's a stout brewed with a French truck coffee. And you know, I don't have my old man readers on. Let's see. 8.9% alcohol by volume. Is that what that says, brother?
8.9?
5.9.
What's up, Johnny?
I saw 8.9.
Johnny.
That is that's my buddy from Mobile. That's who I crash with.
Oh, right on.
When I go down to the coast.
A partridge living down there in the Mobile. Hey, did you hear the new Mountain Goat song? It's called Mobile. Go. He talks about standing on a bridge in Mobile, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Abe, man. He's had a lot going on.
Oh, my gosh,
man. You familiar with the nappies?
The nappies, I'm not.
So, in Mobile, it's a big thing. It's like they vote, you know, Memphis is Truck.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that's what's up, my boy. Johnny says he just cracked one open himself.
There you go. Roll Tide.
Glad you're hanging out with us, dude. But so the nappies is, when I moved down to, I'd never lived in a city that done this, but they do awards like specific to arts and music, then authors, businesses, and then it's like a who's who of who's the best.
Yeah.
And like it even breaks it down like further. It might, like in the music, it might be like who's the best singer in Mobile? You know, who's the best band in Mobile? Who's the best folk artist?
Yeah.
And Abe is in like two categories, so you can vote, I think, every day, so I've been voting.
Well, that's cool, yeah.
And, you know, Red Clay Strays, they've been on the show. Red Greg Padilla of Red and the Revelers, if you're unfamiliar with them, check them out. Of course, our good friend Abe Partridge, if you're not familiar with his art or music, definitely check that out.
Pretty excited because... my day job, now I work on Alt 1017 at night, but my day job is working at the Columbus Arts Council in Columbus, Mississippi, and we've now booked Abe to show in August of 22, and he's also going to play a show that night in our theater.
He's going to go upstairs?
He's going upstairs.
That'll be perfect, and I mean, that's what he's into, you know, to where he can show his music and his art.
Yeah, or hell, we may just put him in the main gallery, you know, but we need to be able to sell tickets, so we got to figure all that stuff out, but it's going to be cool,
well,
man.
I would love to see him in the
I'm looking so forward. He would sound so good in that theater. That's just, that's a really good sound.
Yeah, it was literally
theater.
Made for him.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, so we haven't really got into the beer yet, but like I want to go here. We're both repping Birmingham Band t-shirts.
We are. Thank you.
I got the blips. I don't know if you can see it.
Thank you to the Hamricks for hooking me up with the Dree Lear shirt. Playing those guys. They got a new record coming out. Been playing them on Indies Only. They got a new record called Throw Hands coming out that I think is spectacular. That's I love local. I love Alabama bands. I love...
Amen.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, Tide. Yeah. So, Roll Tide. Always. Yeah, drink to that.
I'll drink to that, yeah.
I don't think your boy ever said Roll Tide back to us whenever we said Roll Tide earlier, but... Nope.
I'll take it.
He may be an Auburn fan. I don't know.
He's not affiliated. He's also a big fan of Letterkenny, so that's what I appreciate so much.
Yes. Exactly. Outstanding.
All right, guys.
Allegedly.
For the listening audience, you can go to the Porch Talk page. It won't be live then, but you can go back and see what Untapped and Vinyl Live looks like. I can't wait to get back down to Munson Brothers and throw some more events. We should plan those.
Man, I enjoyed that thoroughly. That one night we were down there.
Yeah, you know,
there,
the weather got bad, but it was a pretty good turnout. We had the sirens go off.
Man, the tornado sirens started going off as soon as we started recording. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the archives. Yeah, that was a good episode, I think.
That's where we met Emily.
Yeah.
That's how I met her.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
I don't know like if she was there for that or what she was there for.
Yeah, she was there for that. She was hanging out, yeah. And we gave her a plug, let her plug Friendly City Books here in Columbus, you know.
Yeah, and check that out. Like, instead of using Amazon, like, I got a lot of books I want right now, so I hope to get it through her.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's
support your local businesses.
I found out the other day, I was watching YouTube. I'm a big fan of Wes Anderson films. Are you a fan of Wes Anderson?
I am.
They've got a whole book that's about him and his style of film. So I've got to go see Emily and get that thing ordered because I think I would dig that a whole lot. Hey. And she's got a huge blues selection. For anybody that listens to the podcast and knows that we talk about the blues and we love the blues, you got to go and check out her selection of Mississippi blues artists, biographies, stories, histories, all that stuff.
And guys, there's a lot coming out for Porch Talk with the Blues. As you know, in June, I will be down in Bentonia to capture the Bentonia Blues Fest. With folks like the lineup has been released.
Man.
I would look it up, but it is on my phone.
It's been reduced?
No, it's been announced.
Oh, announced. I thought you said reduced. Because I know R.L. Boyce is going to be there.
That's correct.
Jimmy Duck.
You got Marshall, Mississippi Marshall.
Yeah.
And it. Have you seen him live with his grandson?
Not. No, I haven't.
So his grandson, forgive me if I'm wrong here, but it's from Missouri, but he plays bass. He's like 16. He's got an epic mullet. And the dude can slap a bass. So
big mullet.
Last time I was at mullet, dude. Last time I was down there at the Grammy party.
Yeah.
Like, it was the first time I had seen Mississippi Marshall, and he had brought his grandson down to play. And so I can't wait to see him again in June, and we'll sit down with him on the podcast so you can get to know him as well.
Well, that gives me a chance to plug what I need to plug. If you're not going to the Bentonia Music Blues Festival down there at the Blue Front, at the Columbus Arts Council on June 18th, we're having the Great Dying and the Williamson Brothers, who are signed to Dialback Sound.
Good plugs.
Yes. Matt Patton had the hookup. He came to the Columbus Arts Council and played with Jimbo Mathis. He and I talked. He turned me on. We got it's a $10 show.
Sean Steve in the house.
Yeah.
So that is the Stiff Tones, and they will be they'll be down here with us.
They're gonna be
this coming week, not this partying
in the Alabama.
That's right. A little gonna get to get the experience.
Oh, good gracious!
So Backwoods,
Alabama.
I can't wait to bring them over here to Columbus. We're gonna hang out at Munson Brothers and.
Well, cool, man. Well, let me know.
Give them a good slice of Possum Town.
Yeah. Do you know why it's called Possum Town? I read an article the other day.
I don't.
Columbus is called Possum Town. Years ago, apparently one of the main guys in the town, he had a longer nose than normal.
Yeah.
And the Indians that would come into town, or the Native Americans that would come into town, said that he looked like a possum. So they were always going to Possum Town. I never knew that story ever. Because, I mean, when I first got here, and somebody can steal this idea at this point because I don't think I want to go through the stress, but Possum Town Brewing Company, I wanted to start that up in the old depot location.
Wouldn't
that have been awesome?
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah.
Man, we're California.
Could have, should have, would have.
I absolutely exactly. Don't mean anything by this because it probably won't happen. California dreaming. But you know the Mississippi Testing Lab? It's right there between us and Munson Brothers, right behind River Hill, it's for sale. And Wes, you know, he plays bass, plays stand-up.
Yep.
He wanted to get it and turn it into like a punk rock, rockabilly venue.
Yeah.
And I was like, shoot, what if we got together? Because I wanted to turn it into like a live recording place.
Well, let me tell you this. My uncle and I passed by there the other day, and he was like, what if I bought that and turned it into a house for you?
Well, we got a lot going on here.
But we could have live music in my living room because that's a big stinking place, man.
Yeah.
I could like live up in the loft and just have parties downstairs,
You know, think about, like, with the exception of Muddy Waters, which really isn't my scene, I no disrespect there, but there's no punk rock here.
No.
And that's the only place you can get punk rock here.
And you got Night Surf just 20 miles away.
That's right. Now, they will be playing, I think, at the Burning Piano soon. So I appreciate Burning Piano reaching out to different. I mean, just having our own The Right Moves.
Yes.
You know, they have a genre to their own. In my opinion, they're really hard to put in a box.
The Right Moves?
Yeah.
They have changed their name.
That's right, they have.
Yes, they're just The Moves now.
Yeah.
So they're going through a rebranding process. Yes, and other big news, that something we're working on. At the Columbus Arts Council, we have a downstairs area.
Oh, the basement.
Yes, we've got the basement. We're going to start having rock shows downstairs in the basement. I've talked with
really cool.
With Toby.
It's gonna be like a Hartle Road thing.
Yes, I've talked with Toby, and I've talked with Max, and so hopefully Hartle Road, and they're gonna bring some bands in from Memphis or something or another. We're working it out right now.
I don't
know
if they crucify. It's not gonna be till fall, this. But you know who I think about, like with Hartle Road, because they have a very unique sound as well. It kind of reminds me of like a modern day The Cars.
Hartle Road does?
Yeah, like with the way that the enunciation of words and just how kind of groovy it is. I don't know if you're a fan of The Cars or not. I'm a big fan, so it's...
Yeah. I worked classic rock for like 10 years, so I got kind of burned out on everything but The Doors, you know?
That's the thing, right? Is, man, I think like with classic rock, like if I remember right, it was 2 years ago they got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I just remember a lot of people being like, The Cars? Really? No. I was like, I like The Cars.
All right, so now when Madonna got inducted, I was like, Madonna, really?
Well, that's not rock and roll.
Well, the way that the Rock and Roll Hall looks at it, because I had to look this up because it was driving me crazy. The damn Pointer Sisters were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, or whatever. I'm just pulling that name out of my ass. But it's the attitude.
That's right.
It's a rock and roll attitude. Madonna did have a rock and roll attitude. She shook things up. She didn't
care. Check this viewpoint out. So okay. Andrew Nelson, the Great Peacock, if you haven't checked that episode out, I highly recommend it. He talked a lot about
And just
about
check it. Out the Great Peacock all the way around because they are phenomenal, fantastic dudes. He and Blunt both are just great guys.
Their latest record, Forever Worse Better, absolute banger from start to finish. So me and Andrew, we were talking about because... he was raised, he wasn't really exposed to rock and roll for a time. And then, so like when he started getting familiar with rock and roll and then country, he was like, well, you know, like culture automatically, when you think rock and roll, you think it's outright, you know, it's kind of voodoo because it's talking about sex a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and then country will kind of hit you in the mouth because country comes through the back door talking about sex.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is kind of that's an interesting take of how to put it, you know?
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
Because you think about, like, Van Halen. Like, it's hard for me to think of one song that isn't, you know, talking about sex.
If it's David Lee Roth era, yeah. Well, I don't know. Even the Van Hagar version, I guess, of Van Halen was kind of like that. With, like... What about I'm thinking
about love?
No, that's Heart. That just popped in my fucking head. Like Heart in the 80s was a horrible band. But I just can't remember. Like the 5150 record, like that changed my whole view of Van Halen because they branched out and they were so much more. It's like when Metallica got to the black record, everybody was like
turned off.
They sold out.
Yeah.
And even I was, you know.
Oh, I love 80s Metallica.
You love what?
I like 80s Metallica the best.
Oh, man. Cliff Burton Metallica, early Jason Newsted Metallica, yes. And I like modern day Metallica with Robert Trujillo.
I want to go. Man, I had a friend of mine when they played in Atlanta in 2019, which Andrew, you met him. He invited me to go with him. And I was like, I don't want to see Metallica live. And then like he sent me a couple of Snapchats. And I was like, what a show. You know, it's the pyrotechnics and...
I'd totally go see it. I mean, especially now, because if you listen to and we're getting off on metal. I don't think we've ever talked metal on this show. But if you listen to that Death Magnetic record, I don't care what they've come out with before or after, the Saint Anger, whatever, with Robert Trujillo, but just listen to Death Magnetic. Metallica sent a message to every young metal band and let them know, we started this shit. We're the godfathers. You know, pretty much that's what they did, man. I mean, because that record rocks harder. I think, honestly, and a lot of people will probably slaughter me over it, but I think it rocks harder than any Metallica record ever. Even Kill 'Em All, granted, but it's just a different style of music. It's a different style of metal. It's dudes that are full grown, got kids, but they're still able at their age, at 50, whatever they are, to rock out like that. Death Magnetic is a fantastic Metallica.
You know, in hindsight, with the Napster and Metallica didn't put their music on there, they were absolutely right. Yeah. Because that was the beginning of musicians being taken advantage of by, you know, Spotify.
But with Napster, you didn't have an option to put your music on there. People put it on there for you. And that's what they had the issue with, right?
That's right, but Metallica got it pulled off.
It was like, we're coming for your ass if you put our music on there. Yeah.
But then even before that, you remember like LimeWire and FrostWire. And like,
and there was BearShare.
You want to give your computer like a lot of viruses, like it's just going around, sleeping around without a condom. That's how you do it. But
they weren't wearing a mask in Kroger right then. We haven't even rated the
beer. Well, let's have a little beer talk here. I'm not a fan of a stout usually, but I got to say, it's good.
Yeah, it's very good. I don't know what I gave it on Untappd, but I'm going to go ahead and say 3 point something, you know?
I mean, it's, I was going to say 3.8.
I'll do it a 3.9 then. I'll go 3.8 with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have it again. And it's hard to get me on a stout.
Yeah.
But once again, IPA guy.
Well, we've got, yes, I didn't... I could not find the Pernicious by Wicked Weed, which is now being distributed in Mississippi, which is really cool because I went to a music festival this past weekend. I don't know what the festival was called. I can't remember. But it was Cedric Burnside. Really cool lineup. G-Love and Special Sauce was there, the Almond Betts band.
Sean here, he says they took a lot of flack for it, but they were just trying to save us from Nickelback.
Amen, brother.
So roll tide.
Amen.
To that.
Roll tide.
I'll be yes. honest with you. Look, we give Chad Kroeger a lot of flack. Nickelback
dude
a lot of flack.
Dude can ride a hook,
the,
though,
the
man.
Dude can ride a hook. I can't
dude
take anything
can ride a
away
hook,
from
and
him.
He hooked Avril Lavigne.
So you got to give
you know,
man
I mean,
respect.
Shit. And he produced her stuff, and he's producing stuff. I don't know. I mean,
I'm not a fan of Nickelback, but I used to be a hater. I'm no longer a hater of them, man.
Like, so you've got Waylon Jennings. All right, here's how I'm gonna lay this out for you. You got Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
That is Metallica. Then you've got Luke Bryan. That is Nickelback. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like it's
so it's this, like the automatic like sellout thing?
No, it's no sellout. Not, it's not just that. It's just a different form. It's like how you know, and I don't want, I'm not going to so get religious,
real,
but
real
it's
country
it's,
and pop country.
Well, it's the difference between like on a Sunday morning. It's the difference between a traditional service and a contemporary service.
Okay,
that's what it is.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because okay. they're trying to hook the young people in and get them into their, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
same way.
I think the problem with that is it doesn't work because like Florida Georgia Line people probably even never heard of Tyler Childers or folks of that caliber, you know.
Well, that's a good thing. They listen to Tyler Childers. They don't want to listen to Luke Bryan.
No, I'm saying it's reversed, though. It's like people being like brought into like radio country with Florida Georgia Line. I was like, how are you going to get to?
Yeah, but
Tyler
you
Childers?
Have to just have. It's just two separate. It's two separate services on Sunday morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's but I mean, like Childers gets no service from the radio.
You know, that's true. That's true. The Luke Bryan stuff is way more popular because. And now I worked country radio for 10 years. Crazy as that sounds. And I really think that it's pop music. It's mindless music.
Sorry to interrupt you, but Johnny's bringing up Black Sabbath and pandering to masses intro, says Sean. So I'm guessing that would be like with Nickelback and like with Luke Bryan and like with the push of maybe... radio is like, it's a big pander, maybe. Maybe he could elaborate a little bit.
Maybe so, because I'm two beers
sorry,
in. And
I'm sorry like, about your train of thought.
No.
Your radio.
I think I could pull it back together again, but it's country music in the form that it is, pop music, both very repetitive. And working on my end of things, I guess I kind of see this because you think about the majority of the people you know that listen to country radio or any radio at all, they don't know who's singing a song. They may know the name of the song because it's repeated 3 or 4 times. They just know that it's on in the background and they're able to ignore it and go about their business or they're able to dance to it and they're able to get about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when I used to work retail.
And Tyler Childers is never going to give you something to dance to. Tyler Childers makes you fucking think, just like Chris Stapleton makes you stop and go, oh, damn, that's Chris Stapleton, you know? That's Coulter Wall. That's, you know, frickin' Justin Towns Earl. I'm about to say Towns Van Zandt. But yeah, you know what I mean?
Sure.
They don't care if you don't stop and
all right. You know,
dance
like
to it.
Chris Stapleton of... You a fan of the Steel Drivers?
I am, yes.
I like that better than like some of his solo stuff.
Sure.
Check this out. And you may disagree with this, is like right when Travis Tritt was on his way out of the door, Chris Stapleton walked right in. Because like, think about the two. Like, I would say that Chris has a better voice, but Travis Tritt and Chris Stapleton are in that same vein. Phenomenal, you know, kind of same key. I mean, rice cooking in the microwave. What are you going to do about it?
So about 4 years ago now, Travis Tritt came through Tuscaloosa on an acoustic tour and played the Bama Theater.
I bet that was dope.
Dude can play the hell out of a guitar. Absolutely amazing guitar player.
He blow your hair back with him?
What? He's the one that blew it off, I guess. Shit. But now great guitar player, same as Chris Stapleton, great guitar player. What you got going on a Facebook Live, man?
Sean says that he's sorry, he's just chatting, and Johnny says he's got to meet you.
Johnny, all right, let's hook it up.
So I guess you got a mobile trip.
We'll come down and hang out with Abe and you. Cheers. We got a drink on toast, brother. We just cheers with John.
I'm about to finish this thing, so what's next?
Well, my eyes adjust, my joints are rusty, sheets are awful cold and dusty. Rover folks, it must have been another night of the bend. Kick rocks, slap and talks, boo. double takes and double stops. A double dare you, call the cops. If I were standing by here, wagon wheel again.
Memphis again.
Memphis is saturating Columbus at this point.
Thank you, Munson and Brothers. And if you haven't and you're in the area, maybe a Starkville, or maybe you're in Columbus and you haven't been out to Munson and Brothers Beer Garden, and maybe there's a beard in your life, we can fix that up too.
You can head out to their beard garden. See what I did there?
That's right.
This is what happens if you've never, it's another stout, brother. But this one right here, this one's going to excite you in ways that you've not been excited before.
Tell me about how I'm excited.
You just tell me how you're excited. I don't know how you're excited. It's a stout brewed with oranges.
So we stepped the game up from 5.9, is that right? 5.8?
Yeah.
To 6.2.
There we go.
Now we got the orange Julius stout. With natural flavors. Is this going to go back to, and I don't know how much you know about Memphis made, but is it going to be extract or is it going to be actual oranges?
I would probably say it's going to be extract.
And I'm going to wait for you.
And I have been to Memphis Made, really cool brewery, and there's a really cool, if you ever go to Memphis, do check out Memphis Made Brewing Company. They're right next to Aldo's Pizza, which is one of the finest pizza places in Memphis. And this is not a paid endorsement, but it should be. But also, too, there's a place called the Memphis Pizza Cafe, which I think is absolutely on point.
Check this out. There's a contractor that works for us. Yeah. Like, if I need help with something, I just shoot him a text. He'll show up. The dude is... I didn't know he was this cool. Shows up in a Ghost River Brewing hat. And I was like, I'm handing off everything to him and explaining it. And I look up, I see his hat. And I was like, Doug, I didn't know you was down with craft beer. He was like, it's a great brewery in Memphis. Every time mm-hmm. I go have a beer there. And I was like, you got another cool point for me, my man.
There you go. Yeah. I'll give props. We're talking about cool breweries in Memphis. There's a brewery called High Cotton.
Okay. I haven't had one of those.
It's phenomenal. Yes. I love High Cotton's my favorite brewery. I've never had a bad beer in Memphis. All right, so try this out. See what you think, man.
All right, here we go. We're going in. Orange flavors, natural flavors.
Completely different mouthfeel than the Memphis S truck.
4.2.
Look, went up. He went up. Y'all see that? Sure enough.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good. If you get a chance, check that out.
Yes, the Orange Julius is definitely. So Memphis and May, they're showing out right now. Crosstown Brewing Company. We've had some of them on the show before. Yeah, they're a good brewing company. So beer all the time. And I'm repping, I don't know if you can see at this point, but Black Warrior Brewing Company out of Tuscaloosa.
Even got the gear on.
Giving them some love. And I think I have a Druid City, Druid City hoodie on. So shit, I'm repping the Tuscaloosa all day long.
Yeah. Man, I just cannot wait till the Druid City gets into their new building.
Yeah, I haven't been over there in a while, man. It's like football season, I guess. The last time I was actually hanging out at the brewery.
Every time I'm coming back from Greensboro,
yeah,
I stop in. It's it'll be a Saturday. I know Seth's working. Shout out to my brother Seth.
I love that guy. Always give me a bear hug every time I walk in.
I haven't had one of them. I need to get one. But, man, if you ever find yourself in Tuscaloosa, you need to go to Druid City. I would also highly recommend going to Lusa. And go check out Black Warrior.
Black Warrior Brewing Company. Solid brew. And they've been doing some really cool, like, sours and one-offs and things like that that I've not had a chance to check out that I need to go over there and see them and check those things out.
All right, man. So, just to move the conversation further, we talked a little bit about it before. I want to shine a little spotlight on Birmingham. There's a lot going out of Cornelius Chapel. You got the People Years. If you have not checked out the
People Years. If you're on Facebook Live, you can see me. If you're listening to the podcast, you can't, but I'm holding my fists up in the air. I'm so excited about a new People Years record.
I'm excited about receiving that thing in the mail.
we're on the special mailing list.
Yeah, that's
hopefully, right? So yes,
I want to hear it.
Oh,
I can't
gosh.
Wait to see that Dirty Clergy steps back in there because that album that they done was great.
That's my buddy Brian.
So I got my Blip shirt on. That album has been out roughly for a month,
and
I'm still not sick of it, and I still listen to it every day. Shout out to Will Stewart and Hollinsworth, Wes, Chris, and I'm blanking. Is that everybody?
No, I'm blanking too, so it's okay. But just go and check out the Blips.
Yeah,
just go to Cornelius Chapel and check out their website and learn all about
Sarah
the bands
Lee Langford,
they've got coming out. I mean, People Years,
Janet Simpson.
Yep.
I'm blanking again.
Thank you, Memphis Made. Thank you for making us
all right, so
zone
here it
out.
Is. It's like what we said. It's like, all right, the thing about going live is like you got to be on your toes. And here we are, like, falling off on our heels.
we caught drunk quick, as they say. But I'm going to play, I think at this point, if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to look back at past episodes of Indies Only, my show that airs on Alt-1017. You can check it out at alt1017.com or download the Alt-1017 app.
It's green and black.
Yes. It airs on Saturday nights between 9 and midnight Central Time. And I think at this point this week when I play like the fifth track or fourth track off of the Blips record, the Blips now surpass any other band as most played on, because before that it was Swearin', which is Alison Crutchfield.
You should Pavlov your audience.
Yeah?
Like either before or after you put the Blips on, just ring a bell.
And like make them know this is what's happening?
Just a little bell and then the Blips. And so like every time they hear a bell while they're listening to your show, they know what's
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, so I just actually just learned about Pavlov.
Yeah. It's with the dogs, right?
Yes, with the dogs.
So like,
yeah.
He conditioned them. He would ring a bell, then give food.
Yeah, but
and then like as he trained them up, he would ring the bell, and you know their mouth would salivate.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't bring anything, and he's like, "See, you can condition."
Yeah, because I played. There's a band called the Small Calamities that I've been playing, and they've got a song called "You're Pavlov, I'm the Dog."
Wow.
Yes, that's kind of like saying, "I am." I'm really in love with you, and I'm going to come every time you call me, you know? I thought that was really kind of cool. So I had to, like, look up Pavlov and see exactly what he was talking, what they were talking about in the song. So, yeah.
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 It's cool. Like, one of the podcasts I listen to, like, every time he's got a book coming out, so every time that, and then he just quit doing it. Like, he would, bell would ring, and then he would, like, give a brief push for his book that's coming out in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And now he went on another podcast that I listened to, and like they do like super chats on YouTube.
Yeah.
And like his fans were listening to that show, and you know what all his fans were saying?
What?
They were plugging his book.
Hell yeah.
But all like right. Now he'll ring the bell on his show, and he won't even say anything, and like his fans will just comment talking about the book.
All right, hold up.
Ain't that wild?
Hold up.
What do you got going on? You got a bell? Oh. So, like, maybe we should, like, when we talk about Indies Only, you just ring the bell and plug Indies Only.
All right, so Indies Only.
Okay.
Every Saturday night from 9 to midnight on Alt-1017. Yeah.
This is totally a thing, though.
Yeah. I think, like, Swearin' is a band that it's Allison Crutchfield. Her sister, Katie, is Waxahachie. When that record came out, it was like it was freaking phenomenal. Just that's like in my brain what I thought Indies Only should sound like is
Andrew is in.
Andrew.
Did he leave?
Andrew Watkins is watching. But yeah, so I thought that's what the show should sound like. So I played him a whole lot. Did you get him? I have a lot of like, so to explain to everybody, especially if you're watching on Facebook Live, I have over 50 plants in my house. I'm a house plant guy. Just got a Monstera plant.
They're all named too, by the way.
A majority of them are named, yes. But apparently some of the soil I bought had gnats in it. So I have gnats because I know last time we did Facebook Live, I killed a gnat in the process of us doing that thing. So that's what that's all about. But Swearin', I played the hell. I played like probably 8 songs off of that record on Indies Only. So now I think the blips, or let's just say Taylor Hollingsworth, honorary chair. I think Taylor Hollingsworth kind of, oh no. What's going on? Did you lose your computer? So now we're just Facebook Living it?
Facebook Live has ended. The computer is back up and running, and Eric Wallace is the correction to the blips. That was the member that we forgot to mention.
Sorry, Eric.
But all is well now. And, man, just to move on into Birmingham, there are a lot of great shows coming up. I know May 8th that the Blips will be playing.
This will be the first live show for the Blips.
No.
No?
They played at Seasick Records.
Oh, that's right. They did.
The day everything shut down.
Yes.
Because it was like kind of up in the air. It's like, is this going to happen? Is it not?
Yeah.
They were kind of on standby, and then it happened. And then, like, afterthought was like, is that going to be a super spreader? Thankfully, it wasn't, you know?
Yes.
But, have you been looking at Railbird Fest in Lexington?
Yes, man. That was stacked and packed. I've seen that. That's what I commented on your Facebook post.
Right.
A lot of those festivals, like Mempho, is even stacked and packed with Widespread Panic playing 2 nights, the Avett Brothers playing the 3rd night, Black Pumas, Will Hoag, bunch of people.
Wow.
Yeah. Not Liz Phair, Liz Brazier. Mm-hmm. Sorry. An artist that's played the Sunstroke House here in Columbus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a stout lineup. And even this lineup that I went to see the other night, man, with Cedric Burnside and G-Love and Special Sauce and the...
I've always liked G-Love, man.
Man, G-Love was so cool.
When he used to tour around with Jack Johnson.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
That was a good combo.
I'm not a Jack Johnson fan, but I
early, mid-2000s.
I would say that that would be a good combo to see live, though, at that time. But, yeah, and then we had the Almond Betts Band, which is one of the Almond Brothers' sons and Dickie Betts' son getting up and playing the show together, you know, calling himself Almond Betts. It was pretty cool. It was a cool show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So when was that?
Saturday, last Saturday.
Oh, you just did it.
Yeah. Down in this really cool spot, the Renaissance in Jackson, Mississippi. It was a cool little setup. They had like the pods that you bought pods to sit your lawn chairs in or whatever. But back where we were, like in the nosebleed section, which meant the back of the field where everybody looked like peanuts up on the stage.
Yeah.
We didn't have any problem, you know.
Yeah, there was a recent show in Birmingham. It was at Avondale. And I know when Billy Strings came to Mobile, it was set up like this to where it was kind of like you were cattle corralled.
Yeah.
And when you went to go buy tickets, you had to buy it in groups of four. And so, you know, they'd use these barricades, and they would section off this, you know, 10 by 10 or whatever the space is.
Yeah.
And your four would be in that group. And so I'm just glad that live music's coming back. I don't really care how it comes back, but it's weird to me. Like when me and my buddy were talking about going to the show, he was like, "I got to buy four tickets. Are you sure you want to go?" And I was like, "What? What the hell? What? You know?" Oh, they're gonna put us in cattle corrals. Got it. So like with the pods, I know that first started over in the UK. And just from the live shows that I've been at, man, it gives me a lot of hope for humanity. Just because, and not even from like being the musician.
Yeah.
But just someone in the crowd is just how hungry people are for that connection. Because when I was at the Grammy party down in Bentonia, it was every color, every race, every creed coming together under one banner to enjoy Bentonia Blues.
Yeah.
All things were in common.
Mm-hmm.
And all things were acceptable. And I was like, man, that is why, like, where's my Woodstock? Where's my protest song? Where is, like, you know, Bob Dylan said at 69, the answer's just blowing in the wind. Hey, man, where is that at, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where is that uniting? Where's it at?
I don't know, man. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's got it, but, I mean, we're doing it. Like, I remember going to see... a month ago or so, I went to Memphis at a drive-in movie theater to see Lucero.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the coolest shows.
And pouring-ass rain.
Man, it was pouring-ass rain. And before Lucero played after American Aquarium, there were tornado sirens going off. So like we were a bunch of brave individuals, a bunch of devoted people. And then there's this show that they've got. A lot of shows they're doing at the Levitt Shell in Memphis where they're putting everybody in pods and like having a special chef like create this like charcuterie box or whatever and like for $400 you can have you and five friends sit in this little box up close and see Lucero or Wilco or whoever else they got. Who'd you say did that kind of show?
And
or was that just on
Billy
a
Strings did.
Oh, Billy Strings did
down
one
in
of those.
Mobile.
Oh,
at Ladd People's Stadium for South Alabama plays football. And so, I saw some of the videos. I had some of my friends from Mobile there. And, man, it was just people were dancing. People were having a good time, you know. I was like, yeah.
Well, I know at the shutdown when the pandemic happened, Rage Against the Machine was planning a reunion tour. So I'm pretty sure that protest song you're looking for is going to come from Rage Against the Machine.
I don't know. We'll see.
Or a Partridge.
We'll see. I mean... who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm just looking for that song.
That anthem of what we just went through and what we're going through now.
And coming
back
out
to
of
things.
It.
Yeah.
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 And if it's folk, great. If it's punk, great. You know, or if it's, maybe we can get some punk folk. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Get a little rockabilly up in here.
We could do another punk episode based around that one song.
I'm telling you what. I'm just glad that it seems like there's light at the end of the tunnel, and you know it's like that last turn, and we're approaching that finish line, and herd immunity, and folks are getting their vaccinations, and man, it's just it's kind of profound. John was sharing with me this. It's an old timer that he works with. It was during the ice storm, and they were still they had to go to work. While, you know, a lot of other people was like, stay at home, don't get on the road.
Yeah.
He's talking with this old timer he works with, and he said, for things to go back to normal, we have to try to go back to normal. And I was like, that's kind of, that's
sure.
That's
fairly profound. Yeah.
It's like, you got to take that first step. You know, you got to get back out there into the wild.
Yeah. And as a person who runs a venue that books live shows, I mean, we have to get back to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say, hey, here's what we're going to do.
Well, I mean, what you did with Jimbo Mathis, I mean, it was just perfect. Like,
yeah.
We're going to be back in the theater. We're going to get back.
And we were at full capacity of 85 people. I mean, it wasn't like a massive crowd, but, like, we required everybody to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. You know, we put pictures up of Jimbo wearing a mask and said, you must wear a mask the entire time you're in our venue. Granted, by Mississippi's laws now or their mandates, and the city of Columbus, we don't have to social distance anymore, but everybody still was at that point required to wear a mask. Now they've lifted the mask mandate. But I mean, I was the dude that was walking around Walmart on the weekly visit with my mother who was wearing a mask during flu season. I mean, I didn't care, you know, who laughed at me. And then when the pandemic started, I became like, oh, you were normal. It was like so surreal and crazy.
No, there's something to it, and even now as states lift, you know, the mandates on wearing a mask and try to get back to normal, and then people say that, okay, good, I'm tired of wearing it, or people say, no, I'm not ready to back away from it.
Yeah,
we shouldn't draw a line in the sand.
No, man,
it's like,
I mean, just be cool with
you do
yeah.
do whatever you're comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's not spreading at the rate that it was spreading.
Right.
So I think everything's cool. And I was talking with Matt Patton one night from Drive-By Truckers, Dialback Sound, Dexateens, however you know him, Model Citizen. He's got 100 different bands. I was talking with him the other night when he was with Jimbo Mathis, and he said, you know, the options out there, everybody can take it at this point. So if you don't take it, that's on you.
That's right.
You know, and I have not been vaccinated.
I haven't either.
And so I wear my mask around everybody. Like, where I'm coming from is I kind of feel like, I don't know, I'm teetering on the fence because my mother would be compromised if she got COVID.
Has she gotten the vaccine yet?
She has not. My mother has kept herself pretty much quarantined the entire year and a half that we've been going through this bullshit now, and her doctor told her, because of the allergies that you have, I'm concerned that you may have a reaction to the medicine, because my mother she's allergic to every damn thing.
And right there is like, man, we've had some episodes on here, like maybe with Big John or with Andrew, and we kind of talked about the vaccination a little bit, is I'm not giving you medical advice, is listen to your physician.
Yes, exactly.
Just that.
And that's what my mother was doing. So I like, I try to keep myself safe. I work in the public eye on the radio, with the radio station, with the Arts Council. And I just try to keep myself safe, keep my mask on at all times, social distance when I can, because I don't want to bring anything back to my mother, because my mother, may not make it through. I would hope that she would, but there's a chance that she wouldn't, and I don't want to put her in that position. So I don't want to put anybody else that I encounter in that position as well.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
So you know, I just kind of feel, I mean, my mother can't take it, so it's like, you know, I'm kind of teetering on the fence. I don't know.
Yeah.
But right now things are looking good to where we may be able to see the clearing in the trees. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And maybe we'll be able to get back to normal and forget about wearing the masks, and it'll all just go back, whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, who really can say, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just I'm trying to be safe every chance I get.
You know, and it's some of my favorite questions to bring up when I get to sit down with these musicians, and we've been calling 2020 the mulligan year. It doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get that redo, even though I know we're not, but, you know, it's a way of talking about 2020, but like with Erica, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode yet, do it. We shared probably the most powerful song that she shared at the Sunstroke House that night was Revolution.
Yeah.
And she shared the record version of that, which will be on the upcoming album. So you can check it out there. And we talked about what her life was like during 2020 and what she did. And, you know, was she riding? Were you traveling? Or, you know, what was you doing? What was you up to? And it's great to talk to people about that, especially like I have a lot of respect for Erica Winterstrom because in my mind she's a phenomenal songwriter.
Definitely.
And it's the optimism.
And vocalist.
It's very unique. It's the optimism of it too. It's when I listen to her solo album, or ironically, Heartless Bastards, I'm uplifted by the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's definitely been something that I listen to throughout 2020 to kind of keep my head up, right?
Yeah.
So we haven't even really covered that. I mean, like, second time at the Sunstroke House, it's not real common to be invited back.
I think just because Jamie gets so overwhelmed, like, she doesn't ask anybody to be there anymore. It's like people come to her.
That's right.
You know, and she had a lot of stuff scheduled for 2020 that got canceled, Erica being one of them. We did have a pony show, Pony Bradshaw, in 2020. But
did you see that he's going to be playing with Adrian Marmoleo and Will Stewart down at Callahan's Mobile?
I did not see that.
Yeah, they're going to be playing Calico Jim down there, and I don't think he could have asked for better help.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit, yeah. Early's bunch of fellas. So, yeah.
I get another beer.
You can get another beer, yes. Let me hook you up. You keep the crowd entertained while I grab another beer.
And guys, by the way, if you have not checked out Will Stewart, he's got an album called County Seat. He had an EP that dropped after that. The name is eluding me. But Will Stewart, there's something about him. He doesn't know how to write a bad song.
Feeling now, it's the only reason why. Would you to win.
You know, when I had Les Newby on, he produced it.
Yeah.
And I think he said it best. He was like, I don't know if it was that time of my life or what it was, but when I was producing that record, it felt like, it's like you with those older Lucero albums.
Yeah.
It's like, I felt like I was living in that album.
Shit, yes. Yes.
Like, it took a while.
I totally understand that emotion. Yeah, that feeling. Yeah.
It took a while for me, like, to figure out what my favorite song on that Will Stewart, and I was talking with Taylor Honeycutt, and she's like, you shouldn't even waste time thinking about that because it's all GOAT. And I was like, that's just it.
Yeah.
It's one of the, it's like the blips. If you was to ask me today what my favorite song on that record is, I might say Wild Things 2. I might say Gold Rush, Inside Out. You know, and it's same do.
No, I love
you
that
know,
song.
You know, yes, yes, no, yes, yes, no. You know?
Yes. Yes, no.
Yes, no. No, no, yes, yes, no.
Yes.
You know, it's just one of those albums that I know it's going to age well. And it's going to be something that you can continually go back to.
Like, should all the music produced during the pandemic be considered that? Because you think about the artists themselves. They were more delved into their own psyche and their own music than they've ever been before.
Well, that's the thing about it, though. With those two examples specifically, they were pre-pandemic. That just happened to come out or wasn't released.
So I know. I thought that, like, everything that comes out now was produced during the pandemic, but...
No. Janet Simpson's Safe Distance, ironically.
Yeah, yeah. She was going to release it right at the height. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And then just decided to wait. And, like, we talked about that a little bit with, like, Isabel. You know,
waiting on his release.
He didn't want to put it out. And then he eventually did. And it was a good call.
Yeah.
It was right for the season. And I think a lot of musicians probably had that to where, what's the point in putting this record out?
Have we called that Isabel record yet? Have we talked about it?
We have. We did it down at Munson's.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah.
Emily had the great input on Be Gosh, Afraid.
Yes. Oh, man. Be Afraid, Be Very Afraid. That's a great song.
It is.
What's your favorite Jason Isbell song?
Oh.
I
would probably say Traveling Alone.
Man, fuck yes. Roll Tide. Yes. All right, we got to drink to that.
But...
clink glasses, everything.
I thought Elephant
is one of my favorites.
Which cut? Because I like that. I like that that demo cut at the end of the record.
Yeah. I think going back and listening, because the Southeastern record just had, like, when the Southeastern record came out, I was going through a divorce.
Yeah.
So that record had a lot of fucking weight on me. But then the Nashville Sound record, like, is that what it's called, Nashville Sound?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So I had a moment of like, no, but there was a song on there called the Clothes song.
Look it up.
God, I can't, like, this Memphis Maid, thank you very much for getting me hammered and I can't think, but
give me just a second. Nashville Sound.
Chaos and Clothes or
that's what I thought your favorite song was.
Chaos and Clothes was, like, that describes so many situations ever in my life, you know what I mean? But there's so many, though. The Elephant,
the closing track was Something to Love. But Chaos and Clothes is
Chaos and Clothes, that's it. Yeah.
You know, with that
fucking Anxiety. That song,
First time I heard it, would be like an evening like this, to where I had been drinking a little bit. And, like, Anxiety is one of those songs I got to kind of be careful with because it might get me a little bit emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I might get a little emotional about it. Same with Chaos and Clothes. Like, I didn't really respect that song a whole lot until it ended up on your Instagram story.
Yeah.
Like two or three times.
Yeah, it did.
You know, and I kind of listened to it and, like, same thing.
So that's
why
you thought it was my favorite. Yeah.
Same thing is, like, Why Traveling Alone is my favorite song. It's like, I totally relate to that. The line, I think it's toward the beginning. It's like, what good is knowing like all these places to stop if I ain't got nobody to show it to.
Sure, sure, exactly. And that was my life for so long, man. You know, and like I said, that Southeastern record came out when I was going through a divorce. So I was left without my wife and my yeah. kid. And then my cat had passed away. Oh, and we were going to talk, like, we'll bring it back around, but let's not forget about the feeling I had when I woke up the other morning. I have to explain that to you. I think that's going to be, that's something I, like, need to bounce off of people, you know? Yeah,
go for it, dude.
All right, so the other night, I was getting ready for bed. So I get into bed, and I cut the air conditioner up to, like, 72 or something, so it'll go off. And it goes off, I brush my teeth, get ready for bed. And I get up under the covers, and all of a sudden, because, you know, the ceiling fan, it just produces wind from whatever's already in the air. Mm-hmm. Well, this cold breeze just shot over my entire arm that was out of the covers. And so I was like, that's fucking weird. It's cold. I pull my hand under the covers and go to sleep. Well, I wake up the next day. And I've got this like sleep soundtrack that I listen to every night when I go to bed, and it's going, and I'm feeling kind of zen when I wake up. So I'm like, I scooch to the edge of my bed and I just like get Indian style and I meditate for about 3-4 minutes.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah. So I meditate, and then all of a sudden I start to rotate my head and my neck, just kind of rolling it.
Yeah.
And these chills go over my entire body. And I kid you not, I had part of the blanket was still on my leg. It slid off my leg, and it felt like somebody had pressed down on, there was pressure on the bed beside me. I don't know what that was. I didn't see like an impression of anything or anything. Like,
that's right.
So to kind of explain to everybody listening, over the past 3 years, I've lost my brother, my father, and my very best friend in the world, my cat, Sushi, who was the Porch Talk mascot.
That's right. You used to hear a little purr and
she would jump up on the table as we were doing it. So I've lost a little bit, you know. I'm sure a lot of people have lost more than I've lost, but I was sitting there and I had chills, and I looked over to the spot and I was like, somebody's here with me. And I kind of talked to whatever it was for a minute or so.
Out loud or just in your head?
Yeah, out loud. I straight up did it out loud. And then all of a sudden, man, the chills just left me all of a sudden. It was really kind of surreal. I've never experienced anything like that in my life, but maybe Sushi was coming back. I like my mother was like, that's totally your grandmother. And I'm like, yeah, you know, she was like, maybe it's your brother. I'm like, no, I don't. I felt like it was either my father or my cat.
Yeah.
You know, as weird as that is, but it was just, or maybe it was me shedding something that I've been hanging on to for such a long period of time, because I've had so much shit on me, you know.
Man, I tell you, this is, man, it could be a lot of different things, you know. I think the mind, it's a powerful thing.
Oh, definitely.
Is and I shared this with two of my close friends the other night. It's like, I got somebody that used to be in my life that isn't in my life anymore. And every now and then, like, I keep a journal, and I keep a dream journal.
Yeah. And oh, man, that's a great idea. I need to do like, a dream journal thing.
It's brilliant, because, like, the deja vu that you experience sometimes, you know, like, you're yeah. out somewhere, and yeah. you'd be like, I've been here before, and, like, you can almost call what's coming. If you'll write that dream down, you'll be surprised about how it's like, it's crazy. It's almost like, I don't even know the word. It's like you've already been there and you've already lived it, and you already are kind of more prepared for the situation. But I keep dreaming about the same person, and I call up two of my buddies and I say, look, this is what's going on, and I can't. It drives me crazy that she comes up.
Yeah.
Like that ship's
sailed. Somebody for your past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just keep dreaming. And like, what it is like, the latest dream that I logged is I was doing some reporting with my phone and camera, and like, it was a violent place, like I was doing like a protest.
Yeah.
I've done a couple of those. I just never uploaded the videos, like, sure. just to go to the protest and capture what happens. And things get a little out of control, and then I see somebody that doesn't understand what's going on, and I grab them to pull them out, and it's that person.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, she keeps coming up. It's driving me crazy. I was like, I don't like to think about it. I don't like to, you know, we're done with that.
Yeah.
Don't want to go back. And I was like, why does this keep coming up? Why does this keep coming up? And he's like, maybe you need to move. Maybe, you know, maybe you need to just change. Oh, what are you doing? I was like, well, nothing that I'm doing she had any hand in.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that, but like the dream journal, hopefully it'll bring clarity as it goes through.
How far back does that person go in your life?
Oh, I ain't seen her in 4 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, there's a reason she keeps coming back up, I would think. You know, there's maybe that's a future thing that you need to be preparing yourself for.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed off about that, you know?
You don't want to go back there?
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's like the ship sailed, you know? Sayonara.
Yeah.
You made your choice. You made your bed, and I lay in it.
there you go.
But yeah, back to the Isabel, like the traveling alone is like... now... I have this recorded. It was it's on one of the episodes. It's on Unbridled and Untamed. If you want to hear the audio version, it'll be at the end. That's where me and Andrew will have a conversation containing three topics, and then I'll play a song and he plays a song.
Yeah.
This is one of my latest that I wrote. This is like the poetry form of it, but it kind of reminds me of like traveling alone.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, sitting in the same place I was last year. Hell-bent on some saving grace, fear became a virtue, and that took you far away. I'm hard-pressed in municipality, and that never addresses anything. My heart grew cold, and you slipped far away. I found some land that no one's owned, gonna build my house and tend the ground, sow the truth, and I'll fade to gray, far away. Please don't look me up or build that pyre. I don't want no part of yesterday. I found me a dog, and it can sit and stay, far away.
Hell yeah, man. I've heard very little of your stuff.
Man, it's out there.
You play the gigs all the time, and I've never seen a gig with
you. I don't promote
my
music or like my playing out on my social medias. I just go and do it because, like, I don't know, man. It's weird to me. I've been playing for 10 years, like, out.
Yeah.
And it's kind of damn if you do, damn if you don't. And, like, I've never... Like, I enjoy music a lot. I love to play it. I love to listen to it. It's a big part of my life. But it's not anything that I would pursue as, like, a career because I don't want to be broke.
Yeah, you go.
And it's like, you know, and, like, with the following, you know.
Yeah.
Man, anything else to do here? All right. So, we are going to begin to walk out the door. Poetry, comments, last final thoughts, any cleanup?
I don't know. I don't need to clean up anything.
I don't
Never.
Think so either.
Yeah, I'm good.
Proud of what I said.
That's it, man.
I said what
yes,
I said.
Yes. Just know that we're drinking beer the whole time we're talking. So.
Yeah. Let Cheers. The beer flow through you.
Yes.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. The songs you heard were Leaving Hearts Alone by Taylor Hollinsworth, Cadillac Problems, Robert Conley Farr, Rather Low, Nick Shoulders, Yes, Yes, No, Yes, Yes, No by The Blips, Sipsy by Will Stewart, and we're going to walk it out the door right now with Gold Rush by The Blips. Peace out.
I wake up early.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.